Got Jason back on stage. We're going to talk a little bit about VARCOM activities included in this toolkit. So I'm wondering, Jason, can you first just give us a 60-second overview of what is VARCOM?
So we'd like to continue the discussion around marketing. So we wanted to make sure everybody understood one of the value adds we bring as a distributor, and that's in a complete marketing program that's available to all of our active partners. So VARCOM is our internal resource of staff that we have available to you to provide general marketing services and demand generation. So if you're looking for activities related to just developing sales sheets or sales books, we can do that. We can also develop websites, e-commerce sites, and then we do a lot of end-user demand generation, whether it's outbound or inbound.
Okay, all right, thanks. So what parts of the VARCOM program do ISVs take advantage of the most?
Believe it or not, many ISVs still do a lot of the traditional outbound demand generation. I mean, we do a lot of traditional marketing with them as well, where we develop sales sheets and whatnot. A lot of them and their dealer communities like to use an actual free service that we have available to active partners called Catalog on Demand, where we have a web portal where you can go in and pick and choose items in the catalog that maybe are products that you support, and now you have a complete hardware catalog custom designed for you, and you can produce this online in minutes.
Nice.
But from they use a lot of traditional. I mean, we still do a lot of email blasts. We have a telemarketing team that are all Blue Star folks based in Detroit where I'm at. They're educated just like our sales team, so they really understand the channel. They really understand the products that we sell. And, you know, direct mail is still out there, believe it or not, I mean, especially if we have ISVs and dealers that are regionally going after a market. We put together multi-touch campaigns that could last 2, 3, 4 months, and, you know, we're hitting them with direct mail and email blasts and you know, use our telemarketing service to try to draw some response rates out of that.
Okay. Any parts of the program that you wish more ISVs took advantage of?
I would have to say that's inbound marketing. You know, we've been experts at doing traditional marketing for well over a decade now, and so we got into inbound marketing. As you know, as everybody knows, the first thing people do when they're looking for a solution is they go online to try to find what they're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. So we work with a lot of third-party agencies out there, you guys included, where we can go after niche industries and put together some content, you know, put together an ebook or a case study, some educational material, and we market it through these third-party websites and through their customer bases, because many of these folks, just like you guys, you know, the end-user base could be tens of thousands of contacts, and those get promoted through email blasts, through web banners on their websites, you know, through various methods, and it's kind of like a pay-per-lead program. Right, so we're driving content mm-hmm. information and driving those qualified leads back to our partners, and it's picking up more. But it's, you know, it's something that I'd like to see a lot more ISVs take advantage of.
Okay, all right. At Business Solutions Magazine, you know, we love case studies. Our magazine is loaded with case studies. So can you maybe share with the audience a case study or two, some ISVs that you've worked with? Maybe you can name them, maybe not, but ones that have really had success with this program.
Well, one recently we did that was around inbound marketing. We had an ISV that had created a waiting room solution for clinics and healthcare. So they have a kiosk portion of it that's customer-facing for check-in and that, but then they also have a digital signage component to kind of talk about where you are in the queue, or if you have somebody that's in a procedure at a hospital, you can kind of see what stage they're at, if they've been released, if they're back in recovery and all that kind of stuff. And we marketed it through some, you know, healthcare partners that we have that have various websites and communications that go out. And we drove about, I think it was 70, 75 opportunities their way, all related around basically clinics, like, you know, mm-hmm. in-and-out clinics and actually dentist offices as well, where, you know, customers can come in, check themselves in, and do all that so that they don't have to, you know, approach the counter. And that went over very well.
Oh, that's great. How about first steps? So if someone in the room is interested in working with Blue Star on this, what are some first steps to getting started with the program?
Pick up the phone, call me. Send me an email.
Or visit you here.
Yeah, visit me here and let me get your contact information. You know, as I said, this program is available to, you know, any active partner with Blue Star. You know, it's a value add that we, you know, we've stuck behind for a long time. I mean, You know, there are costs to some of these activities that are available to you, but the great thing about it is we're not a revenue generator. I'm not here to sell you my marketing services and make money doing that. Our job is to help grow your business, right? Because if we can grow your business, you're naturally going to grow ours. So pretty much everything we do is at the cost it takes to get us done. So compared to going out and having somebody on staff or using the local agency, we're going to do it far cheaper than that. And the cherry on top of that is the fact that we leverage a lot of our manufacturer partners. So if you work with some of the products that we sell, Zebra, Honeywell, HP, I mean, Epson, I could go on and on, you know, we can leverage them for marketing dollars to help assist you with that. And in most cases, we can fund a majority of the program, whatever it may be, or in some cases, we fund the whole thing based through manufacturer MDF that might be available.
Okay. What activities would you typically start with a partner?
Really, it's going to be a consultation. You know, we're going to sit down on the phone and, you know, spend maybe an hour talking about the pain points you're having. You know, you might have a marketing staff. You might have a marketing person available, but they're overwhelmed. We can be an extension of that person, right, and help with overflow. If you don't have a marketing person, or maybe that marketing person is also your salesperson. And we all know if you have somebody that wears those two hats, what are they always going to focus on first, right? Sales. So, you know, we could be that marketing department for you. We have a complete design staff available, printing facility, all that kind of stuff. So really, I just need to understand where you want to go. You know, what do you want to do? What does your target market look like? And begin to focus on putting together something that's going to work for you and be cost effective as well.
Okay. Last question for you, Jason. If someone engages with you today, realistically, how soon can they see results? Tomorrow?
I wish it were that easy. I mean, it really depends on the complexity of what you want done. You know, any project we can get off the ground pretty much immediately if we have the right resources on both sides, because we need information from you to develop all of this. You know, but we can turn around. I mean, if it's something you need with your website and you want to rebuild your website because it's old and you haven't had time to get to it, that's a project we can start with in days. If it's something that you need funded, that takes a little more time because we've got to put a business plan together. We've got to present it to the various manufacturers. And, you know, that might take a little more time. But we usually can get a campaign off the ground within 7 to 10 days once we know what you want to do.
All right. Thank you.